Hey,
Hi.
how's it going?
It's going. Ooh, sorry.
Oh my. Are we
It's
tired
going
tonight?
good. Oh,
Are we
we are a
tired?
little bit tired. I had one cup of coffee today and I gotta get up extra early tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds like an adult life.
Speaking of.
Which we'll touch on later. You know we're infamous not getting into our topic until 20 minutes in.
Oh, 100%. We gotta save it till then. But how are you?
I am doing grand, my friend. I've had a nice long weekend transition. Into work was nice, nothing too stressful. My boss actually called me today, good old Heather, and
And
it was just like to touch base and. She asked me if I'd feel comfortable kind of like starting to take on like more responsibilities in the department. And I said 100% yes. So
yes.
yeah, so usually Diane and I like split up editing the progress notes like for like half the day. Like I would do it at 1 o'clock. Like I started at 9 and then at 1 o'clock to the end of the day, I would do it. But now I'm gonna be editing all of the progress notes for the brand new. Yeah. So I was like, definitely. She's like, she was like super nice and kosher about it too. She was like, I just wanted to make sure like that wouldn't like put too much on your plate like too quickly. And I was like, no, like I'm ready for it. I'll do it. So
Amazing. Look at
yes.
you.
Right. And then I also told her about Newsies and she said that she would come and see it. I was like, oh,
Oh.
well, I don't know if I ever told you this, but when I did Guys and Dolls a few years ago, Heather literally bought two tickets for the show and then couldn't make it. I forgot the exact event, but she like physically bought the tickets and then she gave them to me to give to someone else, to see it. So she was gonna see Guys and Dolls. So she was like, oh, like, keep me posted with this one. So I couldn't see the last one and blah, blah, blah. So we talked for like 15 minutes and it was like
Nice.
super chill. Like, I mean, no stress. And yeah, so that was nice. And then, yeah, I walked to the gas station to buy my Trulies.
Look at you.
I know. I was like, I can basically see it from my house. I shouldn't drive there. So
Get those steps, girl.
get those steps. So yeah, I walked to the gas station after work. I cleaned up a little bit, had a couple Trulies, and I'm strapping myself in for the podcast.
Sounds like a
What
productive
about,
day.
yeah, what about you? Is there any, medical emergencies going on?
It's like you know.
Right. What's happening?
Poor little Milo, our mascot of the pod, everyone. He had to be at
Literally.
the ER last week.
Oh no.
So,
Which he just did like a couple months ago, right?
yeah, he had to go for, he had like a urinary infection, like a UTI. They're super common in cats. And listeners of the pod know that I had a Memorial Day trip planned where I was going to go to the beach with some friends in Delaware. And I had tickets to a baseball game on Wednesday. And something in my gut told me to take him to the ER. Like he was acting really weird in the morning. And then I went to work and I came back and it was not good. He was super lethargic and whatnot. So I took him in. Turns out he had a urinary blockage. So they had to put a catheter in and watch him for 48 hours. Then they did an x-ray. They found two spots. So then they did an ultrasound and they found out he has kidney stones. So they don't know if the blockage was from the stones or something else. But basically, he was at the ER for 2 days. I got him back Friday morning. So I spent all weekend just taking care of him, making sure he's good. I like the first day was like writing down every time he went to the bathroom really closely and all of that. And he's finally getting back to himself. He's on some medicine and a little sleepier than normal, but he's getting there. So we have an x-ray tomorrow to see if the stones got smaller with his new diet. And if the stones got smaller, then we're good. And if they didn't, then we got to think about surgery.
Oh, we don't
I know we
want that.
don't, but He hasn't left my side since I brought him home from the ER, even more than normal. And you know him, he's a clingy cat, but he's even
Yeah.
more
Oh.
clingy.
How
So,
is separating the children? How'd that go?
oh, Squish didn't give two fucks.
Yes.
She was like, finally, rid me of this animal.
My God.
She was so fine, posted up out in the living room. No, she was a little, so when he was at the ER the first day, she was like, oh, he's gone. And that's happened before where he's gone for a couple of hours. But normally he, every time that I come home, he comes home. So the first night she's like, oh, no big deal. Like, I get the house to myself. Second night she started looking around for him and was like, where's Milo? Where's Milo? And you could tell she was like looking at me with like big eyes. Like, where'd he
Oh,
go?
baby.
And so when I finally brought him back, they had to stay separated. And she doesn't like, he comes back from the ER or the vet in general and she'll like hiss at him and stuff, which stresses him out.
Why do you think that is?
Because he like smells like the vet and he smells different
Oh,
and
that
all
makes
that.
sense.
Yeah,
Okay.
so then I had to keep him separated because A, he couldn't be stressed out, and B, I had to make sure that he was using the restroom and they couldn't use the same litter box. So yeah, we had to separate them for a few days and now they're getting back to normal. Squish is just being Squish, you know,
Yeah.
just chilling. They're fine. She's finally not hissing at him anymore, so it means that she's getting used to him and he's starting to get better. So,
Oh, good.
yeah. But he's posted up. He's joining us today for the pod. He's doing a lot
Of
better.
course.
But
So,
yeah.
well, I'm glad he's doing better. Do you want to do a follow-up with our listeners about how the moving out session went with your roomie?
Oh, where did we start last time?
No, we left off at, him saying he was moving out and you found your place. Like, we talked about your place, we talked about him moving out, but like, we just didn't get to the part yet where it was like the actual process of
Oh,
him moving out. So, will you
so
regale us?
perfect. So, in the midst of Milo at the ER, on Thursday, I signed my lease for my new
Your
place.
last few weeks at this point, like, I feel so like you've had a month. Like, you've had
Like
a month.
Mercury in retrograde said, here you
It's
go, bitch, and just backhanded me.
literally like, yes, I agree.
It was the start of the shadow period and it's been nonstop and now it's finally anyways.
Right.
But long story short, I in the midst of Milo being in the ER, I had to go sign my new lease. So I did that.
Right.
And so I did that on Thursday, got my keys and all that stuff. And then turns out my roommate, my ex-roommate now, told me he was moving out on Saturday, like everything gone, leaving the keys, dropping me with everything.
Right.
So Saturday, he shows up like midday as I'm about to go to the gym and shows up with his like girlfriend and someone else, and they just start hauling shit out of the place. And it was so quick, so chaotic. It got to the point where, towards the end of it, I had to remind him of like his bookshelf and his TV monitor and all of this stuff that was like, I'd be like, do you want to take that? He was like, oh, yeah, I kind of need to take that. So,
Don't forget, like,
yeah. So then, next thing you know, he like takes his AC out and all of this stuff. And so they get the final stuff out, and then he's like, okay. I'm gonna come back around like 6 o'clock and do some final cleaning and get some final stuff out. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I mean, still, you still have the keys. You technically still like you paid for the place until the end of June, so you can come and go as you please.
right.
Tell me why he comes back. He does his little cleaning. His room is not. Oh my God, it's a mess. But then he takes his AC out and gets water all over the floor. Whatever. And then he just dips, he leaves. And I was like, okay. And I didn't know if he was coming back or anything like that. Like he just didn't say anything to me. He had his headphones in and I was working out and he was like, that's it, done. Walked out the door. Lo and behold, I get a text. Hey, I have to come back for like my toothbrush. And I was like, okay. And I was like, don't you have your key? He goes, no, I left it on the counter. Right up, just like dropped his key off, and if he wouldn't have forgotten his toothbrush, we never would have spoken again.
Literally, I believe that.
Literally. So then I
Yeah,
was like, oh,
it's
I can
true.
just grab it for you and bring it down. He's like, that'd be great. And I was like, actually, JK, like, you left all of your stuff in the bathroom. And so why don't you just come and get it? So he came up and got it all. And then he left. He didn't even say, like, nice living with you for 2.5 years. Like, best of luck, anything like that. He was like, text me if you need me. And it's like, and I was like, we've
You
gone
know
through,
the digits.
like, that's it?
Right.
And then to follow it up, I've been living by myself, and it's a good precursor to like living alone and hanging and all that stuff. And since then, and he texted me today, he left his spices and his condiments. So he had to come back for spices and condiments. And again, left his key. Like, this is why I told him to keep his key until the end of June in case he needed to like come get shit.
Right.
But long story short, he
That's
came up and got his stuff, and he was like, okay, sweet. Have a good one. And just left. And that's it.
Oh,
So,
today with the spices? That's the last time you'll ever see them.
I guess I secured my movers for next Sunday into my new place. And
Oh, man.
I've got Jamie coming out this weekend to help out on a day. Same with Ellis coming out on a day. And then,
Wow.
yeah, then the next weekend, I'm doing some trips. And then the movers will be here on Sunday.
What a great new chapter for
What
you.
a great new chapter. You're right.
It really is. Now, when are you going to start the chapter of starting to watch Game of Thrones?
Never. Keith,
What?
tell the listeners how, just tell them.
Them what?
Okay, so Keith's been watching Game of Thrones for 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah,
What
normal.
episode are you on?
Like the fourth.
Of what season?
No, I'm on
Of
season
what season?
six. Season six, episode six. I feel like that's not that bad for 2 weeks.
How many
Like
hours?
66 hours. So like 12, 24, 48, 60,
72.
two. So that's not bad. So out of the 3 weeks, or 2 weeks,
2 weeks.
out of the 2 weeks, I've been watching Game of Thrones for 3 days. That's not bad.
Three
Three out of
full,
14
three
days.
full, Keith. Three full days. Not 12 hours out of the day or six, like three full 24 hour
But
period.
Stack, I feel like you would be like I was in the sense that like I tried to watch the first episode and I was like, there's like too many different characters and plots. Fuck, this is confusing. I'm not gonna put the effort in. But if you stick it through those first couple episodes and you start to learn who everyone is, oh my God, it's magical.
That's an error for me, love.
Stacey, what you have such like an odd range of fucking shows you watch. Like you'll fucking watch Lego fucking Masters, and then you'll fucking watch Supernatural, but you won't watch Game of Thrones, which is like a fantasy type show.
You gotta have the comedy element in there for me.
There
I can't,
is though. There
but
no, there
I can't
is.
watch drama sprinkled with comedy.
It's I'm a fan of the dramedies.
I know you are.
Shut
You're
up.
fucking earth sign.
No, I honestly think you would like it.
I'm like an air sign that's like, no feelings,
So
let's watch them make some
supernatural
blowbo.
comedy, or it's just two bimbo himbos
It's two
being
himbos.
sarcastic. It's two himbos being sarcastic to each other. That's comedy to you?
Well, they're hot, so.
Yeah, there's hot characters in Game of Thrones too, and
Listen,
there's incest.
you are not selling it at all with that.
Just twins, a boy and girl twin. That's it.
Oh, yeah, because that makes it so much
And
better.
they have three children.
Listen, I've never been like in the Lord of the Rings realm of fantasy. That's not my type
I.
of fantasy.
Oh, so Twilight is, though.
Yeah, Harry Potter is my type of fantasy. Twilight is my type of fantasy.
It's
Supernatural, but like medieval.
supernatural. Okay. Supernatural is
I
like
like more of
every
the
element of
sci-fi.
fantasy.
I like more of the sci-fi than like the medieval
There's
fantasy.
Oh, there's magic though. Did you know that? There's a witch in it. Did you know
One
that?
witch.
Yeah, she's a main fucking character. Jon Snow fucking died. Spoiler alert, at the end of season 5, and then like in the third episode of season 6, she like brought him back to life.
Wow.
I know. It's the Red Witch, and she's hot. And there's a lot of hot people, and there's nudity. So
See, for me, that just doesn't do it. I don't want, like,
I mean, I know I can't obviously twist your arm about it, but at one point when I was watching today and it was like the zombie, like White Walkers, like battling these people and like killing, it was crazy. I was like, Cece
okay.
might like this. Like zombies, basically.
I don't like zombies.
Oh, but you like vampires? They're basically zombies.
No, they're not. They're undead, but they're not zombies.
Okay. Vampires are more than or equal to zombies.
No, they're not.
Stacy, they're both undead and they eat on the
Okay.
living.
And they eat on the living. They don't have to eat on the living.
I mean,
Zombies
I'm sure,
do.
but they're not. I'm just using the term zombies when they're actually White Walkers.
Well, I don't know what the fuck a walker is, so.
It's like the whole point. Like, I'm on season 6, and ever since episode 1, they're like, winter's coming, winter's coming. And I'm
So that's
like,
what they mean by it?
yeah, because basically the White Walkers in the north, like, winter is coming, and it lasts, like, for fucking years. Like, they're coming down to, like, take over the kingdoms, basically. And it's everyone, well, they're kind of, like, some people are railing against them, but the other drama is, like, the king died in the first season, so there's, like, who's going to be the king of the Seven Kingdoms. So it's like a lot of people like Daenerys is like battling to get that title, but then also like winter is coming in the middle of it. So like they're all fighting over who's going to be king, but also there's this like doom fucking closing in on them.
So like they all hate each other, but like they have to band together to like fight the evil before they can go back to fighting each other.
No, I haven't. I mean, the White Walkers are just starting to come in like the last season.
Heard
And
that.
so right. So it's a lot of focus on like the different families and like it's all about power. Game of Thrones, like game of chess, like it's a power, like who gets to like control the kingdoms.
Yeah,
And
okay.
the big thing, like the White Walkers attacked this like whole group and stuff and killed all of them. And then like the like King White Walker like walked out and Jon Snow and his friends were like getting away. And like there was all the dead people on the ground and the King White Walker just like raised his hands like up and all the dead people like came alive, but they were like White Walkers. Like they're basically making like the biggest army to like
Oh,
kill everyone
wow.
out. I know it was ooh, some scenes are just so good. But anyway,
Welcome to our
just
Game
like
of Thrones
it.
episode, folks.
Right? Could you the Game of Thrones episode in season 3 is me talking all about Game of Thrones and you just not being there for it? You're like, no, stupid.
Sure, cool.
You're like, I don't like fantasy, but I like supernatural.
I don't like that type of fantasy.
Supernatural is like I've watched half of the first season of Supernatural, so
Okay.
trust me, I know they have different
Oh.
kinds of fantasies on
Yeah, because they have 15 seasons of that show. I want to see you make it through that one in 2 weeks.
it. I did just mention I watched half of season one, and I'll leave it at that because I couldn't continue it. I
Listen.
agree with you. They
They
are
didn't get
hot.
their gr they didn't get their like groove into like the rest of the series until season two.
The rest. Okay. All right. So
It's
at
kind of
least
like The
you admit
Office, like
it.
season one. Yeah, it's like The
It's
Office, like season one
also a
isn't the
lot
strongest.
shorter. Like season
Yeah.
one is equal to like two episodes of Supernatural, basically, because it's like eight episodes.
Yeah, and like then the normal seasons go to like 24 episodes for a season.
The only thing I remember from when I watched the Supernatural is the episode like where they're like in like a cabin and there's like a bunch of like bugs, like a swarm of like bugs or something.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Yeah,
So if
they
it
so they started off as like they wanted to do like a different monster every single week that they had to fight, but then they were like, "Oh, let's weave in like a longer story into there." So then once they start to weave in the longer story, that's when it starts to really develop because then they're like, "Oh, let's see how far we could take this," because it was originally just going to be a monster of the week, where the brother's like, kill the monster. So that's right in the first season.
You're just the monster of the week.
Yes. So that's right in the first season. It starts off a little disjointed, and then the story finally comes together towards the end. And then, like, season two is, like, mainly just story of the larger plot. Okay. And it's just, like, yeah, you know? So I'll get, it's, like, season one of Parks and Rec, season one of The Office. Like, they're getting their footing. They're figuring out what works, what doesn't work, and then seeing if it goes on. And then they get 15 seasons of it.
Right. I would try it. I would start at season two, and I would try it.
Okay. Go.
I don't know if it's streaming it anywhere, though.
Netflix.
It's on Netflix now, for
yeah.
real?
Yeah.
Okay, I might look into it. Like, no lie, I might.
Because that's what I want this year for Christmas, is the complete box set of every single season, so.
Is that a hint right now?
I'm just saying, it's not a hint towards you, it's a hint towards the rest of my family. It's like $200-something.
The but 15 I mean,
seasons, 24 but episodes
I,
of the season.
I gave you that season of The Office and you haven't watched it. That was 6 months ago.
Listen.
Okay.
I'm... I gotta have access to all of ears. Them.
What?
I gotta okay, binge well, them.
Then I'm not gonna give you another season this year because that was part of my like cute plan. But after that comment, I'm not doing it.
No.
You're basically saying that gift was a waste because you're not gonna watch it. So give
I
it back.
Not say that I would not watch.
You said
it.
I need to watch all of them.
Yes, because I miss binging them.
Okay,
it's not
so
a
bring
waste.
Back season home. Bring that season home.
Bring my boom.
All right, let's not get into a TV tirade. We already did a cartoon. Well, that wasn't like a TV episode. It was like a cartoon episode. It was like
episode
we'll
do a TV
two.
Episode in season three.
We should. I honestly
we
think
should.
We should. Okay, but what are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about my favorite millennial word, adulting.
YOLO? Oh. No, I don't even think YOLO. That was before, like, millennial coined this term, wasn't it?
No, millennials did it. Millennials didn't coin it. Lil Jon coined it while we were growing up. So, therefore, millennials, like, brought it to life.
Ah, okay.
That's
so,
my hypothesis.
Yeah, it makes sense. So adulting, and you know what? I mean, you're maybe
the
you know,
segue when... is something to be desired.
Literally, like maybe you'll define it for us later, but
maybe
we'll see. Tune in and find out. But like adulting, wow! Like we are in our late 20s. Someone yeah. older than the other one, looking at yeah. you.
Okay. Sounds fake, but okay.
But either way, great podcast, but Pepe, either way, you can't deny that we are in society labeled as adults.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So how does that make you feel?
See, here's my thing. I was like, when I was younger, I was like, oh, it wasn't that I like can't wait to be an adult, but I already did a lot of adult things when I was like younger and whatnot.
You have the essence of someone who is very mature at an early age.
Yeah, yes, I do. So I was. I mean,
oh, cocky. Oh, okay.
I call it like I see it. You know what I mean? This is too cocky and confident. So
right.
No, yeah. I like listen. Youth is wasted on the young because then you always are going to look back and you're going to be like. Man,
you're
when I was
old.
A kid, everything was so carefree. And
you sound really old. I'm just letting you know.
Thank you.
When I look back.
But it's true. I mean, and think about it, too. It's like, listen, I being an adult, I don't think it sucks. It's just a part of what it is. It's like you just got to live in the moment and not, like, not dwell on the fact. Because age truly is just a number. You know,
officer.
And unfortunately, there are pieces of adulting that, like, I wish they taught you about when you were younger so that it wasn't so shocking when you start to do it. But, like, you got to get through it to get to the end. So, might as well enjoy the ride.
Right. Like, I wish in high school I learned what a deductible was.
Thank you.
And like, show me how to fill out a 1040 easy form, please.
Literally, or how to fill out a check.
What's a 401k?
Exactly. Like, there was just a lot we weren't taught, but like, we watched a bunch of like videos about Pluto, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and how it wasn't a fucking planet, but oh, it was again. You know, like,
tune into our space episode for that debate if you want to find out Pluto's a planet. But yeah, seriously,
how about you? How do you like the adult life?
It's fine. I do kind of feel like, I said this to Elizabeth last week, I was like, I still feel like I'm like an 18-year-old, just like in an older body, basically. But like, I don't know. It's, I mean, it is a lot of things I like expected. I mean, sure, I guess like the schooling system could have prepared us or taught us a little more, but like, we do learn them as we go along, and that's kind of the point of adulthood.
Yeah, it really is. It's like, you always feel like you're just kind of making it up as you go along. And I've come to realize that everyone is doing that nowadays. Like, every adult feels like they don't have their shit together and that there's always something around the corner and they're just doing their best to get by. And I think that that's the true, like, spirit of it.
I mean, like they say in the Friends theme song, so no one told you life was gonna be this way.
What was that slow?
What?
You, Mr. Friends over here with your slow.
Because I think I like started to do it, and I was like, I really hope Stack doesn't think that's where I want to break. So like, I was hesitant to clap.
Well, speaking of break.
No break. Speaking of introductions.
I'm tired, folks.
We did this whole clip. We just have the Friends theme song underscoring us. Okay.
But it's just that one part on repeat over and over again.
So no one told you that was gonna be this way. So no one told you that. It's gonna be haunting you as you try to sleep tonight.
It's like Samara.
The ring. And the ring too. And Rings, which is like a prequel story about Samara.
Oh no.
I fucking loved it. And it got like an 8%, like an 8% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I was like, this is amazing. Okay, so I would just like to formally introduce my adult friend, my eldest, my wiser, Stacy.
You see, folks, adulting is like looking both ways before you cross the street and being taken out by a jet plane.
That is so true. It's because no one told you life was going to be this way.
Still not like fully on beat, but we're
good. Yes, it was. It probably just sounds delayed because you're out of state.
Coming, because I'm out of coming in. From stage left, we have the true elder of the group. The true...
The Mormon elder, yeah.
I was gonna say. Gabe again!
And you know what I have to say? Adult life, if you're not tired, you're not doing it right. Hey, oh, wait.
Put that on a mug. Let me drink out of that.
Literally. Because, I mean, baby, you gotta be hustling and bustling in this society. Now, we have a guest with us tonight.
That we do. You know her. You love her.
You love her. You listen
probably
to her.
Got operated by her, operated on by her, or flew a plane that she
if
was...
You,
if
you were on a flight in the last 5 years, you know her.
You know her.
We have the fantabulous doctor, aviation expert... And now, life coach, focusing on adulthood, Dr. BJPP. So let's welcome this bitch to the show.
You are now boarding.
Hope you're ready for a bumpy landing.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. Do I sound? Can you guys hear me at all?
Yes. Yeah. Crystal okay. clear, babes.
Nice. Okay. Crystal hell yeah. Clear.
The doctor is in the building.
The doctor is in.
Here I am once again. My patients are good. I'm off the clock. Let's
now,
go, team.
How's the aviation?
How's the what?
The aviation, because you're a pilot too.
You know, took a little bit of time off from that just to focus on, the big C word, but also, you know, just to focus on my doctoring. And now we're going to get back into it. It's been a couple of months, but I'm going to fly again, baby.
The sky is clear.
The sky's the limit, ready as they say.
What was that? What was that cartoon bird movie with like the birds wearing like they were wearing like helmets?
Oh, that was Valiant?
Something like that. Stacey, do you know what I'm talking about?
It was about pigeons. It was like a Disney movie about pigeons in the war or something.
Oh, okay. I remember that. I was thinking of like some old school like Thumbelina style, like seagull with like
the war crime pigeons movie.
Did you guys like Chicken Run growing up?
Oh my god, I loved Chicken Run. I loved those like British claymations of like Wallace and Gromit and all of those. Cheese Gromit.
We really messed up.
We really struck a chord here.
My grandma bought me the little. The little toys for
of the chickens?
Yes!
Yeah, they had like a fence that was all like jank and shit that you could set up a scene with.
I remember going to a Red Robin after seeing that movie, and at the movie theater they had given me a bouncy ball, and encased in the bouncy ball was the chicken that was running away in the movie. And I was like, I'm keeping this forever.
Do you still have it?
I don't think so. I think it's gone. I didn't keep my promise.
I was going to say, that's Patreon material.
Brooke sold it on her Twitter.
I dug the fucking figure out of the plastic ball, and I was like, rare vintage Chicken Run merchandise.
$5.75.
My grandma was on eBay, like, I need to get this.
Grandma was watching it for 7 days.
Like bid a one penny every time someone.
She was trying to scalp it.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we covered Chicken Run for the evening.
Very
but
important.
We really do want to formally welcome you back to Two Hoots, Brooklyn.
Thank you. It's been a hot minute. I'm happy to be back.
Yes. I mean, we know you're an avid fan of the show.
I am. I have very, very long commutes on my way to the doctor's office and while flying. So you guys are the perfect thing to listen to while I'm doing that.
Can you listen to podcasts while flying?
Well, it's a little trade seat. You know, it's a little between the pilots thing. We kind of just keep it hush hush. It's a little code of honor, but you know.
Between the pilots.
My other show, my other favorite podcast, Between the Pilots.
I was gonna say like Between the Lions, but like straight up just Between the Pilots.
But it's you and your co-pilot recording a podcast while flying.
Pretty much.
I'd listen to it. But,
I'm into it.
Right. So first give us a check-in. What's honestly going on in Brooke's life? How's Florida? You know, I hear you have a new bow of some kind.
A new bow, a new bay, a new boy.
It's a new dawn, it's a new bay.
That's what they say. It's a new life for me.
And are you feeling good?
And I'm feeling boom, burner, burner.
Oh my god,
yeah. I'm still the Florida trap queen. I have a wonderful, wonderful boyfriend that I am moving in with very shortly.
Congrats. Nice.
Thank you. Nice. It's just
working.
working 9 to 5 at Target.
How is COVID down there?
According to everybody around me, it's non-existent. I mean, mask mandates are gone completely, and if they aren't, then nobody's following them anyways. Like, so, you know, it's the rule that they told everyone is like, if you're vaccinated, you don't gotta wear a mask. And then everybody was just like, oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Do you have to, like, is there a sign for customers outside of your store that they still have to wear masks?
No, it just says, it is highly recommended unvaccinated guests wear a mask.
Oh.
I was like, damn, putting the weight on them.
But okay, what percentage of customers don't wear one?
At this point, it's probably like, I would say it's like 60%. I would expect it to be a lot more. There's still a lot of people that wear masks, though, which is cool.
Especially in Florida. I thought it would be like 90.
Yeah, me too. But surprisingly, when it first happened, everybody took their masks off and it was like, it was 90. And then for some reason, now everybody's like, we're going to still wear ours. So it's like a 60%, which is fine. Okay.
Now, I got a real question here, Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
For Target, listen.
Okay.
Now that you don't need masks, are they opening the damn fitting rooms?
Girl, they just opened as of 2 days ago.
Oh, thank God. Good okay. news, Doc.
Thank God, because Brooke, you all did a wonderful job with this no fitting rooms thing, because I bought so much shit.
Oh, I know.
Because I couldn't try it on. I was telling Keith the other day before I was supposed to go to my beach trip, I needed to buy a bathing suit, but I couldn't try anything on. So I spent so much money with all of the options that I wanted to try on to see if they fit. Brought them home, tried them on, and had to make my way back and return them. And then ended up just like all of the money I got from returning those, I just bought more shit with.
Mm-hmm.
So like, good marketing point, but like, I need the fitting rooms open.
you're in luck. I mean, at least they're open at our store. I'm pretty sure it's a, you know, nationwide company choice to reopen them, but call your local Target and check.
You heard it here, folks. Go try on shit at Target.
I'm glad they're open, because the amount of fucking returns I had to do because they were closed was overwhelming.
Oh, my God. Then here comes Stack walking up with 20
with a fucking armful, like a comical, like...
Brooke, I bought 7 tops and, like, 6 pairs of shorts, and I ended up with 2 of each.
That's how they get you.
That poor woman. I felt so bad when I was returning everything. Oh.
A single teardrop was going.
We're all dead inside and numb to it at this point.
Oh my goodness! Oh. But I worked at Target, so.
Like, you know.
I get it, honestly.
God.
I know. Well, Brooke, welcome to episode 20 of season 2.
Big one, yes. Hell yeah.
Yes, congrats, guys. Welcome to the big 2-0. We have 2 episodes left of this season after this one. Yes. And then we're going on a little, well, I guess we should just announce this to the fans now. We're going on a little hiatus, you know, in between seasons for a few weeks. And it lines up really well because, you know, Stack's chaos moving story and all that. So I don't know. I think I told you, Brooke, that Stacy's going to be in town like the first week of July.
Yeah.
So we're gonna hook up then and get a schedule going, and we're gonna record the season 3 premiere in person unmasked.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We should. I mean, honestly, we're both vaccinated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting that. I'm sorry.
But yeah, we will be. And we could even record it outside, too, on top of it. Get all those bird sounds in there, you know?
Keith hiding from the birds.
Fuck that. The bird spikes honestly worked, though. I told you about the bird spikes, right, bro?
Yeah, yes, I know about the bird spikes.
They've been doing their job. So, Stacey, what are we talking about tonight? As always, Brooke doesn't know when she's the guest.
Oh, yeah, since Brooke doesn't know what we're talking about, we are talking about one of my favorite millennial coined phrases. Oh. Like, we're talking about adulting, folks.
Oh boy, okay.
So the dictionary definition of adulting, all right? It's a noun, informal, and it is the practice of behaving in a way characteristic of a responsible adult, especially the accomplishment of mundane but necessary tasks. Oh, and boy. I quote, use it in a sentence, "It feels really good to take a step back from adulting and have someone else cook dinner for me," end quote.
Ain't that so that's the it, truth.
Folks. Adulting.
Dang.
And wow. We wanted to bring on the expert, not only doctor, not only aviation expert, but the true life coach that is Brooke.
I am also a professional therapist. This is true.
That was the alternate job title. We were going to say adult psychologist.
Psychologist, therapist, you know.
All rolled into one. So we're going to get the ball rolling here. We just have a few, you know, questions lined out for you and just get your expertise.
Fantastic. So,
Brooklyn, you're going on the ripe age of 28. And just for all of our listeners, if you've never realized this, because I'm still processing it from when I realized it in college, Brooke is older than Stacey.
That is, I forget that, like, frequently, if not constantly.
And it's not even, like, an insult. It's just, no. Like, I can't, like, it's just, like, weird to think of, I don't know, you know?
I can see why it's weird. I'm, like, your, like, little sister to you, so, like.
Yeah.
Right, so
you would expect me to be younger to everyone.
Exactly. I'm gonna be 28 soon. Stack will be 28 shortly after, and then I'll be in December. So
you'll be what in December?
Oh, it cut out. We're just gonna move on. I was like, they're gonna think there was an actual cut in the audio. This will work out perfectly. And I'm gonna be a certain age in December. So my first question, Brooke, is like, when did you realize or, you know, accept that you were like in adulthood? Or like, when did it really like hit you in the face? You're like, fuck, like I'm an adult now.
I mean, it was probably when my mom sat me down and was like, do we need to spend money for you to go to college? And I said no. And from that moment on, I realized if I'm not going to college, I have to get a job, I guess.
I guess.
So,
probably it was never like, I mean, your true, like, passion to, like, go off and do, like, a study that, like, you weren't into. And
yeah. No, right? I pretty much never wanted to do college. Like, it was never on my mind as far as like a choice I wanted to make. So when my mom was like, do we need to spend this money, I was like, just keep it, I'm just gonna figure it out on my own.
Right. And then they spent like double the money on your fucking little sister to like 10 different colleges for like 12 years.
Jenna, I love you, but yeah, they spent like triple the cost of what they would have spent on me in college.
Yeah.
Sending her Jenna, a bunch of different places.
Yeah, Jenna did some college hopping and not everything transferred.
And them's the breaks, I guess.
Hey, that's life. But like, I feel like with a lot of people, like the college degree aspect is like so stressed when like that's not always the case to like still live your life.
I mean, I'm making enough to live happily right now, so, and I don't got the degree. I'm sure that I could make more money if I had one, but we're not gonna.
That's not always the case. Sometimes, like, fucking business majors from U of M, like, work at Starbucks.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, I mean, and in this economy, in this panorama.
In this year. For real.
Right. It's a lot. So, Stacey?
What? When did?
It's your turn to ask the question.
Oh, there's a lot of sketchy stuff happening around me right now. Hold on. Like, there's a guy standing outside on the sun. the sidewalk near my car smoking a cigarette. Another car just pulled in front of my driveway and is just sitting there. I don't know who any of these people are.
It's us.
Oh, here you go. Oh, it's Uber Eats for my roommates.
Oh my God.
Brooke was like about to witness like a murder, getting her phone ready out to record.
Probably she can't, witness something she's recording here. An anchor.
Oh, like, that's how it feels. You would have had the black box audio of me getting killed by the Uber Eats driver, but
it opens the episode.
Full volume.
Wow.
Anyways, okay. Tangent aside, everything. I am safe now. The Arby's is safely on my doorstep for whoever it may be for. Arby's.
Amazing.
It's cold. It's
well,
cold.
Keith, what about you? What about when did you realize that you were technically an adult?
This isn't turning around on me. Oh. It's your turn to ask the question.
Oh, I thought we were round robining all the questions. I thought we were all partaking in answering.
Round robining?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Corporate lingo. No, round robining, like you just go around the circle, round robin. You just go around and everyone goes.
You and I can tag on when we're done interviewing Brooke because we have her for like a very limited amount of time.
I do have to take off. My first flight in 3 months is in 15 minutes.
Okay, I think so. You were going to ask Brooke what like the pros and cons
were. So what? I knew all along. I thought we were round robin.
Say that one more time.
Round robin, Eve. It's going on our merch. Anyways, so Brooke, now once you realize that you were an adult, like what are some of like the pros and cons that come along with adulting? What are some of the best parts about it, and then like what are some of the parts that you wish you didn't have to do?
Oh, Lord. I mean, the best parts will always be, like, being able to, like, decide I want to fucking go somewhere and just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can literally wake up and be like, well, I want to go to IKEA today. And instead of having to ask my parents or go find somebody to take me, I can take myself to IKEA. And even if I just go and buy a single spatula and come back home, which is a thing I have done.
I love that IKEA was your first choice for where would you just pick up and go?
That's a very adult choice.
Right? It's the most mundane place, but it has like I get so excited over it.
I've never been to an IKEA.
Are you kidding me?
There's not one by me.
Canton.
The Canton one is amazing. One
by me.
It's like an hour away.
I mean, I guess when I live in Harrison Township.
But yeah, isn't the one on Hall Road?
No, that's Bed Bath and Beyond. So, Brooke, what's the cons of adulting? Bills,
bills. I mean, the cons will always have to be that like everything falls back on you, no matter what, because you're the adult. The end. Like, every fucking choice I have to make or anything, if I mess it up, I can't be like, Mom, come fix it for me. It's just, you gotta pick up the slack on you, boo. You gotta fix your own shit when you're an adult, let me tell you.
But then don't you ever have those times when you're like, okay, I'm an adult, but then you're like, but I need, like, an adult who's like a little bit older than I am.
I still feel like a 16-year-old like baby. I don't think I'll ever come to terms with being over the age of 25, which is barely anything.
No, I get it. Like I feel like, you know, once you get past a certain point, like your mentality is kind of, I don't know.
it is. I mean, I work with a bunch of people who are older than me, so even now when I'm like not I like what you said, Brooke, when you were like, won't get over the fact that you're over 25. I'm working with people and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm about to turn 28, but like I still feel just 25. And I'm like, mm-hmm. There's such a big age difference. No, it's like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you never know. So
you never know.
That's why
So, Brooklyn, is there anything you didn't expect out of adulthood? Or did is everything pretty as you imagined it?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I couldn't have. I always thought I would be living a bunch of different places, but I actually didn't anticipate moving around as much as I have already.
You have. You've been coast to coast.
Coast to coast at this point. Space ghost coast to coast.
Just as a pilot.
My phone skills have gotten better. I used to be so scared of calling people or having to talk on the phone.
Yeah, that's like, common.
As an adult now, I, you know, mama ain't here to make those calls for me, so.
Gotta make your own doctor's appointments.
All right, I still hate it, but I'll do it, and I can do it fine.
But if a food place had online ordering, would you always opt for that one?
Yeah. I mean, it's just convenient. You can see right. The names there. It's all right there.
Right, definitely.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's about it.
Wait. So, hold on. We got a couple round out questions and we're done.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
So, like, growing up, were there, like, tasks or, like, things you couldn't watch or listen to? Because you were always told, like, it's, like, an adult thing. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know very well. I was very afraid of Jesus Christ Superstar. No, I was afraid. I was very scared of swearing because I thought that if I swore, if I watched something I wasn't supposed to, I was going to go to hell.
So I
definitely wasn't allowed to watch like The Simpsons, Beavis and Butthead, like
Family Guy.
It was kind of around. I self-imposed the rule to not watch PG-13 movies because I was too scared to watch any of them.
Self-imposed.
But oddly enough, my parents let me sit and watch sitcoms with them, which are pretty, they can be pretty raunchy. They can be pretty, pretty out there. So, but well, yeah.
Maybe they thought a lot of it would go over your head.
Probably, yeah. But it was funny. No, Keith, I think you of all people were definitely the one to be like, we're watching this. And it was like a PG-13 movie. I was like, I'm going to have a heart attack. Like, I couldn't fucking handle it. I was so scared.
The Ring.
The Ring was definitely a turning point in my life.
It was. But then we like parodied it. I can't say that word. Parodied it.
We did. We made it our own.
Right. Yeah, The Ring was like a big thing in our lives.
Wow.
I know.
I did not know that about the two of you. I didn't know the Ring was like a big
for both of you. For some reason, Keith just decided to show me The Ring, and it was like the first like scary movie thing I watched because I was always, you know, like very much a fraidy cat, did not want to see any of that. And then I don't know why it latched onto us, but we just started making jokes about Samara showing up and offering people like a can of Coke. Yeah. Like, that was the joke, but she would just show up and be like, "You want a Coke?" And,
like, yeah. I have a picture Brooke drew of Samara, like, with a can of Coke. And I remember, like, talking about, like, you thinking you were going to hell or whatever. When we were kids, it was, like, from a birthday card my dad or mom got. And I don't know if you remember this, Brooke, but I cut it out. And it was, like, a picture of a dog. And the dog was saying, "Oh, my God, ... And I had it, like, pinned on my board. And Brooke saw it. And she was like, "That's not right. Like, you can't have that up there. That's like using God's name in vain." And I was like, "It's a cartoon dog saying, 'Oh my God.'" Like,
all I can say is I'm glad the devil made its way into my soul because ain't no way.
Crept in.
Crept his way in and then he made a nest and he's never left.
Oh my God. Burrowed right in.
This is very eye opening. This is a great
really,
it's really funny. Most people, when I tell them that I went to like Catholic school for like 10 years, they're like, "Oh yeah, that makes sense." They like look at me and they're like, "Yeah, okay."
It tracks. That
makes sense.
It tracks.
Oh my God! Yeah,
I'm the super queer Florida trap queen. I mean, How else do you make that happen if not with a little bit of God fearing?
Literally. I mean, I remember your school outfit, but I never really saw you like pray.
Good. I don't think I prayed casually.
Casually. You just told me to take down the picture of the dog saying, oh my God.
I was very scared that was going to get me in trouble.
Do you want a Coke?
Do you want a Coke? Brooke and I have videos, Stack, of like us parroting the ring, like Brooke crawling out of like the TV and like chasing me around the yard. Like, it exists. This footage.
I need to see this.
Yeah, like on the camera, there's like a night view. And Brooke, remember, like we were running around the front yard, it was dark out, and I was like flipping the night camera on and off. And
Brooke, that's right.
Chasing me. Good times, good times. The ring is so good.
That's Patreon material right there, folks. If I've ever right? heard any.
Oh,
if any.
So, do you have any? I mean, there's one closing question we have, but Stack, do you have any other remarks or questions for the life coach?
Man, no. I need to maybe hit you up for some of your services down the line, you know, to help me with this whole adulting thing, you know?
You know, that's hurt. If ever there was a professional adult, it was me.
I mean, listen, do you have any like social media people can reach out to like get your advice for your life coaching that you want to plug right now so people can like get in contact with you?
My rates are $2.25 an hour. Few can afford me.
She means $2.25.
Okay, you got me.
But you'll probably get roaming costs because she'll be mid-air, mid-flight.
Pretty much
during your session.
Oh my god!
Just call Target HR and I will walk you through.
And
it'll be me on the other end of the line, and that's how you access my services.
They'll transfer you directly to wherever the doctor.
What's your extension?
My extension is whatever numbers spell HEOP.
Whatever numbers. So like 4, 3, 5, 7 maybe?
Yes. And you can only access you can only call that line through a rotary phone. So
you'd need a rotary phone or else you will not connect. You heard it.
Good luck, everyone.
So we do have just one last closing question. Looking back, if you were to see 18-year-old Brooke in all of her glory, and here you are almost 28, 10 years later. Is there any word of advice you would give 18-year-old Brooke?
I would tell 18-year-old Brooke, save some more of that damn money. Don't open that second credit card up. Really think about that one. I would tell her, you should have checked on those 401k programs for every job you were at.
Wow.
And I would just tell her to
have fun.
I mean, I'm doing okay so far. I'm still going. So 18-year-old me was, to be fair, 18-year-old me was pretty optimistic about everything in my life. So.
Oh, okay.
We stand an optimistic 18-year-old.
It was
so are you still as optimistic as you were then?
And my will's been a little broken, but you know, we all carry on.
Yeah.
And that's what it means to be adulting.
In full circle, folks.
Literally. Well, Brooke, is there any, do you want to give any of your social media names a shout out where we can find you, or should we just skip past that?
No, I mean, people can follow me. It's at Rei Meerkat on Twitter, which is REIMEERKAT, because everyone always spells it with a C. That's my Twitter. I'm not very active on it, but I'm there.
And where can you email us?
Us, that is that would be twohootsandaholler@gmail.com. that is the number 2 HOOTZ and a holler at gmail.com.
Yeah.
And you know what, for as many times as I've heard that advice, I still have not done it. I knew that was coming.
And guess what, Brooke? It's like texting, but in a different app.
Literally.
I wish it was that easy in my mind, but my defiant ass does not agree.
I think Stacey and I literally went through the steps of how many taps it would take to get. Stacey, do you remember?
Yes.
We like it's counted.
The same exact thing. You hit the app. You hit the compose, or if you're texting, you click the thread. If you're composing a new text, you type in the recipient, just like you would an email, and you type it, what you want to say, and you hit send. Oh, just say fucking thing.
Now we know.
You know, I... We'll see. Oh, only time will tell if you get that email from me or not.
Right. We're waiting on it. We're getting into season three and we're waiting on it.
Waiting season
three seasons in, 40 plus episodes later.
We've been subconsciously begging Brooke to email us.
Like literally, oh, like I can't sleep at yeah, it's not subconscious. I can't sleep at night thinking about I'll like wake up in the middle of the night sweating because I'm like they're gonna ask me to email them.
Yeah, you're falling asleep, you just hear Stack's voice. That's the number two. Double OTZ.
Constantly on loop sometimes.
I know. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, life coach Dr. Brooklyn Jean Bomaville.
Oh, pilot Esquire. Did you just say
the fourth? Twice removed. Life coach.
My right. Flight is they're de-icing my wings right now. I'm most bored.
Are you gonna have an on-time departure?
You know, I am always on time and arriving ahead of schedule. That's
the best type of flight.
That's the doctor's promise.
And you do life coaching sessions to your passengers while you fly.
I do. As they're falling asleep, I come on over the intercom and I tell them. Ooh. I tell them calming advice.
You ASMR that bitch.
Pretty much. I'm just like, all right, everybody, I want y'all to think about meerkats. How much you love bears. Yes.
You just come on. Do you want a Coke?
That's literally. That's and then every single stewardess on the flight does speak like that as well. And the first thing they ask always is, "Do you want a Coke?"
Amazing. That's the
only thing they serve on the
I'm
flight.
I'm booking a flight on your on your jet.
The wait list is extravagant.
You will have to do a 5-year booking further in.
5 years.
And pay
you're like, cruise. Actually, since you're Stack, we'll do 4.5 years.
Amazing.
We'll make that effort. Okay, well, thank you for joining us, Brooklyn.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'm happy I was able to make it on.
Yes.
Have fun adulting, guys.
Thank you. And thank you for spreading your adulthood wisdom with us. Thank you.
I have so much of it anytime.
We know.
Hey, Brooke, you know what? Keep in touch.
Hey, keep in touch, guys. Keep in touch.
Keep in touch, babes. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. That was just so insightful.
It was. I feel like my whole world. And like, listen, folks, we got this for free. We got this for free.
Right. Like, you heard the rates. $2.25 an hour. I mean, this was free life advice from the only doctor, aviation expert, life coach, BJPP.
Exactly. And you know she doesn't have a sliding scale.
Nope. Oh, no. You got 1 minute over.
$2.25.
You go 1 hour and 2 seconds.
225.
Very
you take a breath. 225.
You exhale an additional
225.
Well,
your finger touches the doorknob. 225.
You make eye contact with her. 225 per eye.
You got a lazy eye. You're good.
Okay, then just 225. Oh, well, I will take that life advice with me as long as I live.
Yeah, forever.
Seriously. I don't want to live forever. Is that a song?
I... I don't want to live forever. I don't think so.
That'd be a pretty depressing song. All right. Well, did you learn a lot from
Brooke? Wait. No. I don't want to live forever.
See?
I want to live while I'm alive.
You patronized me so hard.
It's still depressing as fuck.
It is.
My life too. The same song for the broken
hearted.
I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. I wanna help you wanna say me out loud.
Boom, boom. It's my life. Now or never. That's the episode title. It's now or never.
Well, folks.
You heard it here first.
It's my life.
By The Fray? Is it by The Fray?
No.
Are you sure? Who's a bi?
John Bon Jovi. That's not The Fray.
Potato, potato. Oh. All right. Well, I hope everyone comes out of this a little more wiser, a little more adultier.
And you all know that It's My Life was sung by John Bon Jovi.
Not the phrase.
Not how to save a life in this bitch. It's my life.
Oh, they both kind of have the same like vibes, though. Are you okay?
I was drinking water when you said that. It almost went out everywhere.
Oh, no. Clean that up. All right. Well, I learned a lot. What the? Are you okay? Yes. I thought a fucking burglar broke in and hit you over the head with a frying pan. You just collapsed.
Remember, we were waiting for Brooke to. We're going to listen to Brooke get murdered on the pod. It's really me. It's her.
Right. Brooke's is an Uber driver. Yours is an intruder. Oh my god. Are you okay?
It's my life. Oh, no.
I don't want to live forever.
I say that directly to the burglar. He's like, okay, I think I got the wrong guy. And I'm like, I don't want to live while I'm alive.
Actually, the burglar was walking by and your window was open and heard you saying, I don't want to live forever. So he was like, I'll take care of
it. Here I go. Off killing again.
Oh my god.
I need to go to bed.
You do. And I'm going to listen to It's My Life.
On repeat.
By The Fray. Only The Fray's cover.
Watch, The Fray actually does have a cover of it.
Oh, I'm going to look it up and I will send it to you. I can't
this
wait.
This has got to open the podcast.
It's My Life.
Yes.
Bow, adulting. Bow. Adulting with the doctor. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, you get some rest and keep in touch.
You keep in touch, boo.
I will. And
hey, remember, It's My Life.
By The Fray.
Keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Keep in touch. Bye.
Bye.